listening to Caffeinated Country, featuring veterans of country music, media industry, and providing a unique opportunity for emerging artists to showcase what they've got. Please welcome your host and emerging country artist herself, Tariana Olive.
Oh, I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
Another week, another episode of Caffeinated Country. It is great to have you with us tonight. This evening, we are joined by two amazing young women who are absolutely killing it in the music industry. And we're going to find out who they are very, very shortly. But I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we are broadcasting from today and pay my respects to elders past and present. Now, let's not wait any longer. Let's find out who our guests are tonight.
Our first guest on Caffeinated Country tonight is an artist who can write a hit song and is a hit with live audiences. Please welcome Bella McKenzie.
That is right. We do have Bella on the phone this evening. Bella, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to have a chat. We have a lot to cover. But first of all, tell us how you found your passion for music.
Yeah, so I think I don't even know how long I've been singing for. I guess I've just always sung as a little kid. I feel like a lot of singers say that. They don't even know when they open their mouth to start singing. But I've always loved music as a little kid. I remember even when I was like really, really young, I loved just how music could move people. And I found that just so inspiring. So I guess I started music when I just heard it, I guess, and when I could even start talking.
Is it a bit of a, like a therapy session for you and that chance to escape a little bit? Because I think that most musicians use that as their sort of way to channel their emotions a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of, I don't know, it's really, we're very lucky to, like, as musicians to be able to have that skill, I think, because a lot of people struggle to talk about, I guess, what they're feeling and that kind of thing. But for us, it's not only something we love to do, but it's something that really helped, like me, I guess, as well in life. Mental health and that kind of thing. I like it just to get it all out, and it's like something like people may never ever hear it, but it's just you get it out, and then sometimes it ends up being in a great song, which is always the best outcome. But sometimes you just get to let it out, which is good. So yeah, really lucky.
I always say it's cheaper than therapy too, not to necessarily release it, but cheaper than paying someone to listen. You just write it instead.
Yeah, make people listen in music form instead.
Now, I'm always interested to hear where the turning point was from, oh, yeah, I have a passion for music, maybe I'm singing at school or I'm doing singing lessons, to I want this to be my career. When did you find yourself start to get serious, like maybe I can make a living out of this?
Yeah, I feel like I've always been a driven person, like even when I was like really young. My parents have always encouraged us to do things outside the box, and we're really lucky, us kids, to have that, because a lot of parents would just say, no, like go get a real job,
yeah,
and that sort of thing. So I think I started actually playing music for money when I was like 12. I think I started busking outside the shopping centre and I was like, this is kind of cool. And, you know, you get to see people's reactions when they hear you, and I think that's the most special part, and that's always, whether it's good or bad, it always keeps you going forward and motivates you in one way or another. So I think when I was probably, 12, I sort of decided this could be something that I would love to do for the rest of my life. And obviously that comes with a lot of hard work. So as I've grown up, I've sort of learnt that and been able to grow with it. So, yeah.
Well, we're glad you did. And good on your parents too, because I'm sure they copped a lot of comments about letting you pursue that. I know mine did. So good on them for staying strong and putting people in their place. Do you remember awesome, the first performance you did, or like a stage performance that you did?
When I was little, I did, I lived in a little town called Moranbah, up in north central Queensland here. And I think I was probably, I don't even know, I was probably grade 4 in the school choir, but I think my own, I did like a talent show and I sung Over the Rainbow, and I think I would have been probably like 11, probably like 10 actually, so that was pretty funny.
It gets addictive being on stage, especially when you do it young, because then it's all you've ever known because you grow up with it. Do you find that you prefer being on stage, or do you prefer doing the writing and the releasing sort of stuff?
I definitely prefer being on stage. I feel like the writing and releasing part It's so much fun, but it just adds to the performance when you're on stage, because if you sort of, you write and release and then people know your songs, and then once you're on stage, it just makes the experience so much better because they know the songs because you've put them out there for people to listen to. So I love being on stage, and I feel like one of my favourite things about music is seeing how it affects other people and how other people react to your songs. So I think getting to see that like eye to eye on stage, looking into the crowd, is like just such a special thing that a lot of people don't really get to experience. So yeah, never take it for granted.
It's that rush of adrenaline, and when you have some upbeat songs that you're really bopping away to on stage, everyone gets in the mood too. And I'm sure that your latest single, Miss You No More, is one of them and one of the fun ones that you definitely enjoy on stage. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, so Miss You No More was written around 2 years ago, and I've been singing it in my live sets for that 2 years, and I never really, like, I really love the song. I wrote it with my buddy Steve Boom. He's there in Brizzy as well, but yeah, we sort of had this idea to write like a fun twist on a breakup song, and we were like, let's make it a positive thing and give people some motivation to sort of get up and better themselves again and get back into their own skin. And so we started writing it, and then I absolutely loved the song, but I never thought, oh, this is going to be one that I'm going to record instantly. And I think we wrote it around the time that I released Ain't For You, which was a few singles ago now. But yeah, and then we recently were just like, I love this song, let's release it. And everyone at my live shows was saying they loved it and they'd love to hear it released. So we just did it, and I'm so glad we did.
Yeah, I think that sometimes I need a little bit of time to grow on you to make you think that this is one I'm going to release. But, I mean, it's a great song. And, I mean, we need more positive breakup songs, because sometimes it is a good thing, even though it makes you sad. Sometimes it's a positive thing and it's something that needed to happen. So let's take a listen to it right now. This is Caffeinated Country, and you're listening to Miss You No More by Bella McKenzie.
Not gonna miss you no more.
Triple A Murray Country. You're listening to Caffeinated Country, and our special guest tonight is Bella McKenzie. Now, Bella, that was your song, Miss You No More. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing it with us. I have three questions that I ask every guest that comes on. You may or may not have an answer to the second one. I find that some people don't. First of all, what would you tell your younger self?
I think you can do it. Keep going and sort of don't listen to what other people say. Just do what makes you happy.
They're always going to have their opinions, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Number two is, what is the weirdest or funniest rumour that you've ever heard about yourself, if there is one?
Oh, I get so many, especially with Miss You No More, I get so many people saying, oh, this song's about this person and this song's about this person. And it's literally about no one. You just sort of make up a story and love the song and then everyone's like, no, it's about this person. So I reckon that. So many of them.
Oh, I mean, people will, as long as they think that or make it sound like that they're in the know and know you and know your story, they'll tell anyone anything. Don't let the truth get in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you have your coffee if you're a coffee drinker or tea?
Yeah, well, I've only started just recently becoming a coffee drinker. I was in the studio one time and I was so tired because I'd just done like 4 days in the studio and my fifth, and like, Mum was like, let me go get you a coffee, we'll see how you go. And I was buzzing. I had like a salted caramel with vanilla syrup, I reckon.
Oh, gosh.
That's my go-to at the moment. Yeah.
Fancy. I mean, you're a musician. I feel like it's inevitable to end up drinking coffee.
Yeah, definitely. Can't help it.
That's it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to speak to you, and good luck with everything coming up.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
No knocking at your door. I ain't crying on the floor. I've seen enough to know that you're not worth my time at all. No, boy, you dropped the ball, and now I watch you fall. When you step over the line, tonight you'll have to pay the fine. Break my heart was a crime. You know that. Makes you so sad. You couldn't keep a girl like me for too long. I know you.
it's a cloudy day. Let's splash in the puddles like two kids in the rain. We'll leave our cares behind and lose all track of time. We may only see the clouds, but know the sun still shines.
Yes. Second artist giving you your country fix on Caffeinated Country tonight is Emily Haddon.
That's right, we have Emily on the line this evening. How are you?
Oh, hey, I am fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, it's great to have you as an official Brisbane resident now. You've moved up. What came behind that decision to make a move?
Yeah, officially a Queenslander. I wanted a change of lifestyle. I've been in Melbourne my whole life and lived there, you know, born and raised. And then apart from that, I was in America on student exchange for 6 months. So that was the best thing I ever did, was going to a different country and building a life from scratch and having a completely new perspective on everything. And I had a hunger for that again. And so I had been thinking about Brisbane for a while. It was one of those things that, you know, it's kind of in the back of your mind, but then every now and then something pops up and it's like a little thread of like, hey, follow this, see where this leads.
Yeah.
And I knew that this was kind of a hub for country music as well, compared to Melbourne, which is, you know, a bit more that like alternative Triple J sort of thing. So, yeah, I was just like, why not?
So do you have family up here?
No.
Or is it just
you? I've got some friends.
That helps.
Definitely
making a home move from somewhere you've lived your whole life does help if you know some people when you move up there. What have you gotten up to so far?
I ran on tiles because that's really smart, and I slipped over and split my knee open.
Oh. Yeah, we'll learn from that. We'll learn from that.
We have learned from that, yes. It was apparently my first time walking. and then apart from that, I've really just been gigging. Like, it's amazing. I got here and, you know, everyone's just so hospitable and generous. And, you know, I had friends of friends going, oh, let me know if there's anything you need. And I was like, oh, really?
Okay, you're like, sure, I don't even know you.
Yeah, exactly. But they were generous. And, so I've just been gigging pretty much every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and otherwise trying to kind of sort out my life. I swear it's been like friends of sitcom.
Now, tell us the story of Emily. How did music start for you?
Well, do you know what's so funny? I have been asked that sort of question every interview I've ever had. And so I wrote a song about it.
Well, let's take a listen to it. Introduce it.
Oh, no. I wasn't going to play it now. It will be coming out later in the year, but it's more like how I got into country, as I sat down and I really thought about it. And music is something I've always just been in, because my mom's a music teacher and a piano teacher, and my dad always played albums on repeat. And, you know, the drive from my dad's house to my mom's house or vice versa, my dad would put on like James Taylor and like Sting and the Police and Genesis, Bill Collins. And so I was just embedded in music from since I was an embryo, basically. I've been singing. So
it's not a bad thing.
It's always been in my life. No, not
it's
at all.
It's not a bad thing.
It's just completely a part of me.
Yeah. What was that moment that sort of changed from it's just always been something that I do to I actually want to make a career out of this? Because anyone can listen to music, but there's a very conscious effort to have that switch of I'm going to do this for the rest of my life?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. I think it was a series of little moments.
Mm.
No, actually it wasn't. No, you know what it was? No, I have thought about this. I went to see a concert and it was a stadium tour. And I actually think it was the script.
Oh.
And they were on stage and, yeah, it came to that point of the night where they said, all right, everybody take out something that lights up and hold it up really high so we can see every single one of you. And everybody had their eyes glued to the artist on the stage and I turned around and my jaw dropped and I was just taking in this entire audience of like tens of thousands of people holding something that lit up. And I looked at that and I was like, I want that to be my view. So that is like my driving memory / dream since then.
Me too, actually. That is the sound of everyone in a stadium singing together, where the fact that they don't even have to be singing anymore, the crowd's doing it for them.
Yes.
They are my two favourite things.
Absolutely, yes.
Chills.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's the goosebumps factor, right? That's what you aim for.
Yes. Well, let's take a break and we're going to come back after this and discuss a bit more about who Emily Hatton is for those who don't know, but really get into who you are as a person.
Your burgundy flannel, those burned out candles, reminders everywhere like ghosts from our past. There's that joke that you told, my dinner goes cold. 2 months gone, but it puts me back in nights when we were side by side, our fingers intertwined. Your forehead touching mine, couldn't get any closer if we tried. Everywhere like ghosts from our past.
There's that song we danced to,
that cafe where I met you.
10 months on, I still can't escape the night you told me. It's just not right. I pleaded stay and fight. Don't leave, hold me tight. And that was the first time I saw you cry. When you felt it all.
Maybe.
Hi, David Cullen here. Are you looking to further your career in the transport industry? ProDrive may have the answer. We offer comprehensive truck licensing for LR, MR, HR and HC. Our professional instructors are leaders in their field, helping you to reach your goal. We have a fleet of 9 trucks, our faithful Mack Mr Gear, through to our Kenworth, Mack, Isuzu and Coaster Bus. So our goal at ProDrive is to obtain real-life driving experience for you. For more information about obtaining your licence, contact us at myprodrive.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Blurring the lines one too many times, you pull me close. Your voice or your touch, I just don't know what I like the most. Yeah, just one more hit, I swear I will quit. It's dangerous, I admit. Your skin down to your core, I just want more. It's wrong, but it feels so right. Your skin down to your core, I just want more. Why'd you have to know the right things to say? Why'd you have to keep blowing me away? Why'd you have to make me want you so bad? Why'd you have to do that? Why'd you have to give me those eyes so blue? Why'd you have to love how I look at you? Why'd you have to smile when I kissed you back? Why'd you have to
Jump.
your smoke and mirrors.
Welcome back to Caffeinated Country. That was Smoke and Mirrors by Emily Hatton, and we have Emily on the line this evening. Now, you've moved to Brisbane. You're pursuing your career in music. You really haven't where it changed from being just a kid that listened to music to I want to be doing this for the rest of my life. And it's a big decision to make that decision because there's a lot of doubt in the music industry, and a lot of people ask, what's your backup plan? And it can be quite tough. What is something that really keeps driving you forward? Do you have that support system around you, or is there something that's more specific that you're working towards within like your own little goals? Because you need something that keeps pushing you in this industry.
Absolutely.
And usually it's not money.
No, I mean, I'm lucky enough to have an inner drive that keeps me going internally, but I think you can't do anything without a support system. I would not be where I am at all without the help of other people and the generosity of other people. So there's that. And then you have to have something that's bigger than yourself that you're working for. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think about all of the, you know, women in the world that would never even have this opportunity or this freedom to chase their true passion. And so that, you know, and all the women before me who never had the chance, and then for paving the way for other hopeful artists, you know, who want to launch themselves on the same trajectory. Yeah, that one. And also what music is for and about, you know, which is connecting with other people. So when I write music, it's pretty much in the moment, whatever I'm feeling, and, you know, trying to get that out on paper and make a little more sense of it all and navigate like a wobble life.
It's cheaper than therapy.
But then, absolutely, yeah, catharsis. But then it is just magnified when somebody else hears it and you can make them feel something, you know. And if it's a form of healing, then that's even better. But music's all about, you know, a feeling and feeling connected and not feeling so alone. So that's also my driving force.
I think that's important because usually if you're feeling something or going through something, that there's a pretty good chance that someone else is as well. And maybe they're not musically gifted and they're trying to work out how to make sense of what their emotions are. So it just makes their life a little bit easier if there are people that put their stories and emotions out to the world, because there's a really good chance that someone else has been through something similar.
Yes, exactly. And just, I would love for somebody to think to themselves, that's exactly what my heart has been trying to say. Or that's exactly the articulation of whatever's been going through my head that I couldn't quite figure out, you know?
Absolutely. Now, what are your social media handles for anyone that might want to jump on and follow you?
Oh, my little online home. I'm at Emily Hatton Music mostly. I think my Twitter is M Hatton because they, you know, had less characters.
I still don't know how to use Twitter. It just confuses me. I gave up so many times.
No, I like Twitter because you can just like tweet random thoughts.
Yeah.
Like on Facebook, it's like, why did that person put a whole post for just like 10 words? On my Twitter, I have things like random autocorrect of the week, or, you know, here's a memory of something weird that my dad said to me, like, you know, oh, you're really good at all those layers and stuff when it comes to fashion. I was like, thanks, Dad. You know, like little
you're like,
little
what does
moments.
That mean? Like, thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
All right. I have three questions that I ask everyone that comes on. One is, what would you tell your younger self?
I love that question. I would tell myself, I guess, chill out. Chill out. Definitely do what makes you happy. Don't settle for things that don't bring you joy, really.
That's some good advice.
And, and write everything down. Write all those feelings out. I had a better answer and I wrote it down. I can't remember it.
That is fine. I think that 15-year-old Emily would appreciate that advice.
I think she would. Also, maybe figure out how to do your hair a little bit sooner.
Well, you know, it's something we all have to work out eventually. All right. What is a rumor you've heard about yourself, if any? It is okay if there is no one.
I haven't, but I have had a couple of cases of like mistaken identity, I guess. So like someone walked up to me once and they were like, oh, you're a twin, right? And I was like, no, not even close. Yeah, I'm an only child. But yeah, maybe people are just good at not spreading fake things. So that's a good thing, I guess. But, oh, we should totally make up one.
Well, see,
I'm half tempted to start one.
If you want to, that is fine. I mean, if anyone is listening and they feel the need to make up a rumor about Emily, just maybe run it past us first. All right, let's hear it.
I've got one. Okay.
Time to put it out into the world.
Being a singer is actually my cover, and I'm actually a top secret intelligence agent.
Ooh, exposed.
I just hope the real CIA just doesn't come knocking at my door.
Yes. Yeah, no trouble, please. It's a joke. It's a joke. All right, and what is your coffee order if you drink coffee? If not, what's your tea?
I love coffee. I'm definitely a coffee person. This is caffeinated.
Yeah, well, I think there's caffeine in tea, isn't there? Some people don't drink coffee, I guess.
Yeah. No,
I don't know how they survive the day, but they're a better person than I am.
So I've actually, you know, being from Melbourne, I'm like that person and I'm fully... got both feet on the oat milk train. because it's delicious. I tried it and I was like, oh, wow, I get it. I totally get it. So I have an oat cappuccino because who doesn't love a little bit of a sprinkling of chocolate with coffee, because chocolate is also amazing.
Yeah, see, best of both worlds you got going there.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. All the best with everything and getting settled in Brisbane.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, we are super excited to play Emily's latest single, Red, Wine and Blue. And what a coincidence it is the 4th of July here in Australia today. So quite fitting once you hear the song, if you haven't already. But let's take a listen. This is Red, Wine and Blue by Emily Hatton.
One hand on my heart, one on the bottle. It was the 4th of July. My smile was brighter than the fireworks in the sapphire skies. But my world came crashing when I stumbled home. You'd left me with nothing but the smell of your cologne. Crystal glass, found her scarlet lipstick, and you can never take it back. Now the sparklers are burned out like my torch for you, and you blow away with confetti and fade like temporary tattoos.
I don't feel it no more.
Caffeinated Country this evening. How great were Bella and Emily? They are two amazing young women who are absolutely killing it and really making their own path in the music industry. And it's not always an easy industry. And I think sometimes people hear music and they go glitz and glamour, which it is. It's some of it. It is glitz and glamour, but there's a really big part of it that's a lot of hard work, sometimes years and years of hard work, and hoping that something pays off. And these girls are just absolutely smashing it. So super proud and grateful to have them on the show this evening. Remember, if you do want to re-listen to the show, you can go onto our website, AAA.org.au, or you can tune in this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the repeat right here on AAA Murray Country. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and I will see you next week.